part of the grievance. He doesn't worry about that. He believes a lot of things, but what he doesn't, he doesn't think it's going to raise much hell when there's some other dog. And he says that freedom will be strong for the conference. And he thinks, I agree, that you talk and talk over. And I first of all get there first before that you handle the need to talk to Arthur. So he's right. And the way to learn it is this. Let me say, here we do use me to say, you know, I have great respect for him, Arthur. You know that President feels this, and if President really feels we ought to raise the price a little, my bullshit ain't gonna come down. But that we can't do it politically, we can't, we just screw up the things. So the way we've got to do it, we've got to come around. You know, just general mess on it. I know all the problem. But the other thing I'm going to say about your program, I would feel very free to pursue, I think the idea of indicating that we are confident that our policies are working, and we just heard too much bad news, that's what we did, we're not trying to gloss anything, so we're not Pollyannish, that if we look at everything that comes in here, and sure, and that's the way of free economy is, that's sure that doesn't go up or down, by road. But the other thing is that I think this is the honest fact that we are confident, about our economic policies and policies of the future. Now, all of that, however, has to be said anyway, and this is a real common trick that will, it's not so bad, though. As it's said in a way that leaves us to run to do what we need to do.
Right.
That's why I've got you a little trouble. On the other hand, I'm going to get you a chance to make a China. But now look here. If we look at these things, and as far as we're concerned, look, we've already brought the steel industry in. We moved nothing. You don't do forget something, you know? And you can say that then. I can say, look, do you think the man that's going to China, that made this bold move on China, you think he's not going to be bold and necessary with regard to this economy? But I think generally the feeling that we're policy and so forth. Now, another thing you could get across, a lot of people may not know what you say, is if you can slip in the thing that you say, you and I talk about this by the hours. We're spending time on this. In other words, they think I'm only worried about China and Vietnam. Well, that's not true, you know. Get in that thought. Can you do that, lawyer?
Yes, sir.
I sure will. And the idea that we're talking about after Vietnam, what's going to happen after Vietnam? Well, by God, we're thinking about that. And that's incidentally the only reason why I think maybe you ought to consider that research.
Well, I
because that does talk to that problem. Schultz did make a good point.
No question.
That may not help with jobs now, but in a sense, maybe it's the way it's the target the people forward and say, my God, research about we're going to make America competitive again.
That's right.
Let's make America competitive again. That's a good line right there.
It gives real hope.
No question. Make American industry competitive again.
Well, I'll take an entirely affirmative position. And they say, because you said, you know, you weren't going to do this, you weren't going to do that.
Right.
I was going to say that. That's exactly what I said. And that was to say that in that particular moment, in that time frame, under those conditions, that was right. Now, but just say that the President looks at this every week, he spent hours on it. He just spent 2 full days on it.
Right.
And
You know, if you look at the last two quarters, John, the port business, goddammit, they both went up.
That's right.
Now, not as fast, but up. So we're in the midst of a very strong upward move in this economy. Period. Right?
Yes.
And we've just been through what they call a recession. All right, call it a recession. But it's the mildest that we've had since the Korean War. So under these circumstances, here we find. Now the question is, how much faster should it move because of the employment and all that sort of thing, and because of our foreign competition? These are real challenges. We're not, I'd also get in the fact that one of the exciting things is that we're taking a long view about the economy. We're thinking not simply of what it is right now, but we're thinking of what the economy is going to have to be as the world becomes more competitive. We expect more competition from Europe. We expect more competition from Japan. The opening to the Soviet Union, the opening to China will be more competition. Now that's something not to be worried about, not something to be fierce about, but something for Americans to say, to get on their mettle and to get going. And by God, beat them. In other words, it's a new game. And we got to get going and win that game. And that's what we're talking about. I need a little of that old fight.
All right.
Okay.